mostly cloudy with the odd shower, but there is some sun around too. Highs of 8 to 11 degrees. Today, FM News will have more 3.
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Sorry, I was just covering.
Filling time.
Ray's filling for time bit. Ray doesn't have the intro music ready, so instead he just makes them.
Oh, do you know what we could to fill time, Ray?
Bob.
We could... Mike Bongo!
It's not as fun as it was yesterday. No. I was enjoying it yesterday more than I do today.
That feature not having great staying power
on
the show.
It really doesn't, no. Are we going to have fun Fact Friday today?
Can do, yeah.
Have you got a fact off the top of your head?
The Sudan has more pyramids than Egypt.
Did you just make that up?
No. Egypt has 138 pyramids. The Sudan, or Sudan, has 255.
Where are you reading this from?
Encyclopedic.
My memory.
It's encyclopedic he's got. Isn't that amazing?
Would you like another fun fact for Friday?
No.
Okay.
It's only one fact per Friday.
We're rationing
fun fact Friday.
Okay.
It's not fun facts Friday. JP play Mike Bongo over there on his own.
Solo Bongo.
Right, what have I got for you? I have... Sorry, you don't mind waiting?
No, it's fine, yeah. We'll hold.
I'll do this one, actually. I've played this for you before. This is the kid with the kid saying, have you ever had a dream, right? A kid say, is it like a dream? And he's asking if you... Have a listen.
Have you ever had a dream that you want him to do so much you could do anything?
Absolutely, yes. Yes is the answer to that question.
He's more coherent than I am.
And he doesn't have a microphone in front of him playing Mike Bongo. Right, so that's the original. And then someone put it to drums, right? Oh. So they put a drum track. So the kid is like, he's beatboxing over it.
Have you ever had a dream that you want him to do so much you could do anything?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
All afternoon on Today FM.
All afternoon on Today FM. And then someone took that one with the drums on it.
No, there's more.
And put a guitar on it as well. Are you ready?
I think so.
Let's start dreaming then.
Have you ever had a dream
€51,000 on the radio?
Today FM.
The weekend to take my breath. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. A very good afternoon. Fun weekend, my friends. It's Friday. Ray Foley in and on in the hot seat. Pamela Joyce's hot seat. I'm sitting in once again. Because we're not allowed to use our own studio because they're upgrading the technology. Because we broke our own studio, broke it. So they're rebooting it. They're Control-Alt-Deleting and rebooting and putting in new mixers and all in there. And they said we can't use it again until Monday. So we're in Pam's studio. It smells nicer in here. Does she have like, is it potpourri or something she's got?
Is it one of those Glade things? Yes, plugged in somewhere.
It's a diffuser. What are those sticks? You know, one of those things that look like sparklers.
Oh, reed diffusers.
What?
Reed diffusers.
Reed diffusers.
Yeah, they're lovely.
And they're like it's like a long sparkler. And you light the end of it.
Oh, yeah. No, that's incense.
What's incense?
Incense.
What?
Incense.
I'm incensed at the smell in here. I'm incensed with rage is what I am. It smells lovely. It's much more fragrant than our studio. Our smells like Lynx Africa and desperation. The gang's all here. Hey! A very good afternoon to you. Welcome to Friday. Oh, are we doing Lazy Radio today?
Can do, yeah.
Do you want to pick one then, JP?
Could I get the Golden Girls, please, right?
The Golden Girls.
Yes, you want.
Thank you for being a friend.
Okay.
Universe, my love.
Travel down the road and back again.
Thanks, man.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Beautiful. That was really lovely. Thanks, JP. Thanks, JP, for that. That was really nice.
Would you like a Golden Girls fun fact for a Fun Fact Friday, Ray?
We've already had our fun fact for Fun Fact Friday.
But this is a fun fact that's specific to the Golden
Did
Girls.
Did you know what? That the Sudan has more pyramids than Egypt?
No way.
I mean, anecdotally, one would think. I mean, off the top of your head, you say pyramids. Who has the best? Who has the most pyramids? You'd be like Egypt. Bang. The Egyptians mad for the old pyramids over there.
Yeah.
But in fact, did you know there's more pyramids in the Sudan?
That's incredible.
Than you'd actually get. And do you know where the biggest pyramid is?
Where's that?
It's not in Egypt.
Where is it?
It's in Mexico, I think, isn't it?
Oh.
That's a pub quiz question. The biggest pyramid is in Mexico. It's not in Egypt at all. I tell you what, we're nailing you with the fun facts this afternoon. What's your Golden Girls fun fact then? Go on.
Ray, producers wanted to use Bette Midler's song Friends, but the rights to it were too expensive, so they went with Thank You for Being a Friend.
Wow, that's incredible.
Isn't that fun?
Well, speaking of Friends then, will I go for Friend? Oh, I don't have Friends. I don't have that Friends theme tune. That's weird, isn't it? It's a Rembrandt, so I'll be there for you.
Sure is.
I've Garfield and Friends.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and Friends.
Friends are there
to help you get started, to give you a push on your way.
Friends are there
to turn you around, get your feet on the ground for a brand new day.
They'll pick you up when you're down.
Help you swallow your pride. Something inside, got to break on through to the other side. Friends are there,
I don't care,
but friends will care.
Not tired of it. With noise, isn't it?
Yeah.
Garfield!
Hey, Heathcliff, eat your heart out.
Very nice, well done. Would you one more?
He-Man, please.
Oh, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. I am Adam of Eternia.
We have to assume that the climate in Eternia was always warm.
Why is that?
Because they barely wore any clothes.
Oh, yeah. You can see the humidity. Yeah.
That's actually, you know, that's a fair point, actually. Oh, here we go.
He-Man.
He-Man. I am Adam, Prince of Eternia.
He-Man.
And when I've had a couple of pints, I whip out me sword. This isn't the one where he says it, though, is it? No, this is just a dry one, is it?
He-Man.
They've remade it recently. It's on Netflix.
Any good?
Apparently it is. Your man's behind it. Clerks.
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith apparently is involved. Yeah. Worth checking out. That's your Lazy Radio for a Friday afternoon right here on Today FM.
Stay the night.
I won't. I have to go. Right, prepare me on bed. Gala, stay the night, Today FM, play the music you love. No, I'd just rather wake up in my own bed. Do you know, there's nothing like, I don't care how much the taxi costs, I'd still rather wake up in my own bed. It's that feeling of like, you look over at the LED on the alarm clock over on the bedside locker.
Yeah.
And it says 6:50 and you're kind of seedy from the night before. You're like, oh, but I'm in my own bed, so I don't even have to go to work today.
True.
Do you know what I mean? What's the thing where you read people's names?
It's a roll call,
people,
right?
In attendance. I'm Ray Foley. There's Orla.
Hi.
Orla Ormond. And JP.
Oddshaw.
Ray, I saw two fine-looking gentlemen sharing pints in a pub yesterday, as if they weren't two of Ireland's premier celebs. From Ailish, the celeb spotter. Ailish, we were in a pub yesterday having a couple of beers after work yesterday evening.
I'm not a celebrity, though. You're a celebrity.
I'm not a celebrity either. I know celebrities. I mean, I have interviewed celebrities.
Do you mix in celeb circles, right?
Do you know what? I certainly rub shoulders. I've known to rub shoulders with the occasional celeb or two.
Would you say you're part of the Dublin set?
No, I'm not.
Well, was it us, Ailish, you spotted in the pub yesterday? Why didn't you come up and say hello? We're very approachable. JP is very approachable. Rob on Shaw, have I already missed today's fun fact? Can I get it on the listen back, or is it available on a separate podcast on Go Loud from Rob? Do you know what? There's an opportunity there, genuinely.
Yeah.
JP, and it should be a daily fun fact, just a short little podcast.
Yeah.
And you can just get a little tidbit of fun factism in your ears.
So it's on demand, if you know what I mean.
Rob, you may have missed it, but we can repeat it for you. In the Sudan, they've got more pyramids. They've got more pyramids in the Sudan than they do in Egypt, Rob.
Mm.
There's more of them. Like, there's loads in Egypt. But there's even more in the Sudan.
You know what, Ray? I would have preferred if you hadn't repeated it back, because that's going to affect the numbers who actually seek out to listen back. Do you know what I mean?
Does it kind of lose the magic on repeat?
I think it does. You're taking some of the fun out of it.
Hey, did you hear our Golden Girls fact? A Golden Girls fun fact number two from Keith. Everyone's getting involved in the fun facts. This is how great a radio bit it is. Golden Girls fun fact number two. The show was set in Florida, but made in LA.
Wow, a different American city.
Even the outside of the house start of each episode is actually in LA. Mind blown. Daft Punk and Fred, Get Lucky today, FM. Like the legend of the thing. Daft Punk, Fred Williams, Get Lucky. This is today, FM. Play the music you love. 0874-100-102. If you're recording a voice note in for us, we'd love to hear from you. As is Lazy Radio. More Lazy Radio from Jamie's over there. Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey,
will you play the Thundercat? Love the Thundercats, lads.
Thundercats are go.
Hey, come here, lads. Guess what?
What?
You ready now, Gary?
Yeah, what?
Hey, lads.
What?
Love the show.
Hey, oh, very nice. Cheers, buddy. You were done with Lazy Radio, actually, Jamie, but you know what? Since you asked so nicely and you said love the show. Thunder. Thunder. Thunder.
Thunder. Thunder.
Thunder. Thundercats.
Ho!
Oh, sorry, Thundercats. Ho! Not Thundercats go. Britney Spears and Lewis Capaldi on the way on this here radio station. Even after all this time. Lewis Capaldi and Forget Me, this is Today FM. We play the music you love. Oh, boy, a weekend can't come fast enough. You're on Today FM. We play the music you love. And you got 19 minutes. Get your text in before we shut down the cash machine. This afternoon, I can give you another reminder of the total, actually. €51,334.81. Making that call between 3 and 4 this afternoon. I tell you what, your Fun Fact Friday has just... it's grown legs, JP.
Yeah, major traction.
Ian's over there with his own Fun Fact Friday. Ian.
Good afternoon, Raymond, JP, et al.
Al's off today, actually, but Orla was in earlier on, but she's gone off to deal with some sort of emergency engineering crisis. Ian, sorry.
Another useless fact here is that the original theme song for Friends was supposed to be Shiny Happy People by REM.
REM,
as they're sometimes known by the kids these days.
Yeah, a real hot kids reference, REM.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Ian. What's up? What, Shiny Happy People by REM was supposed to be the Friends theme tune, but they didn't use it and went for the Rembrandts instead.
That could work, yeah.
It's outrageous. Did I read a fun fact somewhere that the Rembrandts didn't exist? Oh, maybe I'm wrong on that. The Rembrandts wasn't a real band, and the song never existed. The whole thing was just made for Friends, and just for the theme tune of Friends.
That sounds like a conspiracy theory.
There's something like that I read somewhere. I'm sure someone has the details. And... the box. Did you want to do the box now, actually? I've got this as well. We got a box sent in.
Big box.
Yeah, I got... hang on. What do we... I what post? I can do what...
What was the thing we used to do?
What did we get in the post?
Please bear with me. Well, you don't mind waiting, actually.
No. What did we get in the post?
Arrived into work this afternoon, and there on my desk was a big box.
People are always trying to give you a box, aren't they?
I tell you what, there's a queue around the block.
Very good, yeah.
So,
it is an impressively sized box.
It's quite a large box. And there's an envelope. I tell you what, you take the envelope.
Okay.
And I'll open the box. I've nothing to open the box with me.
Right.
Better wait. Open it.
It's open. It's marked fragile.
Hang on there.
Now, did you check the return address? Do you have any clues on that front? No?
Okay. Hang on. There is no return address on it. No, there's no return address in it. What's in the letter?
It says, "Hi Ray, we heard your on-air chat yesterday regarding mugs or the lack of them in Today FM, and out of sheer pity, we've enclosed a small selection for some familiar faces to assist with beverage time." Well, this is good.
I've just opened the box.
All right.
So, what's this mug? Mugs?
Mug Donkey. It's from Mug Donkey. Yeah. "We would be more than delighted to design and produce a unique Ray Foley Show mug for you to give out to your listeners."
I was saying we don't have a mug. Everyone's got something, but I don't have a mug.
Where's this merchandise?
Following on from Demi Lovato yesterday, Demi Lovato was asked, what's her favourite dish?
What's your favourite dish?
My favourite dish? I like mugs because they're very comfortable in your hand and they hold the hot things.
They do hold hot things. I mean, she's not wrong.
Hey, Demi, get over to mugdonkey.ie. Actually, sorry, mugdonkey.com.
Mugdonkey.com. Well, the funny thing about this, right, as I look into the box, there's a series of smaller cardboard boxes within.
Oh.
And the first one in front of me says Ian Dempsey.
Right. So this is an Ian Dempsey mug.
So, open that up. That's a lovely mug. And it's got Ian's lovely mug on the lovely mug.
Oh, in cartoon form, yeah.
He's a beautiful DJ.
Isn't he?
Isn't he gorgeous? Isn't he? He's a gorgeous...
I've always thought Ian Dempsey has like a celebrity's face. He's got a star's face.
You're right.
Yeah.
He's and those eyes.
Yeah.
Those come to bed eyes.
Yeah.
Those just out of bed eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Those go to bed eyes. Well, that's what you get for working early mornings.
It's a good size mug that you could hold, a full cup of tea in that.
I've got a Dave Moore mug.
All right.
I've got a Stephen Daly mug, a Matt Cooper mug, a Dermot Whelan mug, a Pamela Joyce mug, and finally, at the bottom of the box, there's a Ray Foley
mug. Oh, excellent. Well, that's handy.
I've finally got a mug, ladies and gentlemen. Let's have a look.
This is the grand unveiling of the first ever Ray Foley Show mug.
I've never heard of a donkey that's able to make a mug. I mean, that's an achievement in itself. So it's got Today FM on it, and it's got look at that gorgeous chubby face. Look at that.
That's a nice round face, isn't it? That's a fun face.
You've got chins going all the way down the delf.
Ray Foley.
Dribbling down the delf
with your cup of tea.
Thanks to the donkey of the mug donkey. Mugdonkey.com, is it?
Mugdonkey.com. Yeah.
Lovely. Cheers, lad. That's lovely. I, do you know what I'm going to do, actually? With the Matt Cooper and the Ian Dempsey and the Dermot Whelan and the Dave Moore mugs, I'm going to take them all home and not tell them, not give them to the lads. Stay here. I'll play the Sugar Babes. See you next.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
And Jack continues to be the most popular baby boy's name in 2021, the sixth year in a row. The CSO says Emily is the most popular girl's name. Unsurprisingly, JP or John Paul hasn't recovered from its heights of 1979.
Yeah. I mean, it was a stellar. It had a stellar run, really.
It really was, yeah. 79, yep. Big year. Yeah.
That was its heyday. Mm. It didn't register this year. Well, there's five baby Rays crawling around the country.
Five? Is that
just
all?
Five?
Yeah.
Five?
No Raymonds.
How many total were there? How many total babies total were there? Do you know?
I think it was like 7,000 or 8,000.
Five out of 7,000?
Yeah, there's around 150 Bens.
That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with Ray?
Have you made it unpopular?
I think everyone knows what's wrong with Ray.
Hey, Ireland.
Highs of 8 to 11 degrees. Today, FM News, more than 4.
All right, so we've got 4,016 boys born last year. And girls, 4,966. So we're at 9,000 kids born last year.
Right.
And five of them were Ray.
And that's not enough.
Three of them were Vladimir, which you know.
What's that about?
That yeah. is odd.
Was it not Volodymyr? Because it's an no. easy, it's an easy mistake to make it. It's an easy confusion to make.
There was no Volodymyr.
There should be a few more Volodymyrs now for the Ukrainian president.
I think maybe. There was like 12 or 13 Tommy Lees.
What? There was five Rays and there's 12 or 13 Tommy. What's going on?
Maybe it's time for yourself and Mrs. Foley to address this balance straight.
We got to go again. We got to go again.
It's time.
Do you know what it is? I've had this theory for years that people Ray is an adult's name, right? I think, or an older man's name is Ray, right? Mm. You're not going to call. You don't imagine a little toddler in his nappy called Ray.
No, you wouldn't call a child a baby Bill.
No, you see, you wouldn't.
For a baby.
Whereas I think people are only naming babies, obviously, because they're babies. They're naming them baby names. Yeah. I think Jack is a baby's name.
Like Vladimir, yeah. You're exactly right.
Tommy Lee is the perfect baby's name. Isn't he gorgeous? Look at little Tommy Lee there in his nappy.
Ray Foley.
Genuinely.
Today FM. Things haven't been quite the
same.
Ray Foley.
Ray Foley.
Kaiser Chiefs and Ruby, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon, it's Friday, it's the weekend, Ray Foley in and on, having a good time. And JP's there as well.
Yeah.
Could you do me a favour?
Oh.
Could you go on the Googlies, right. the Googles?
I'll go online, right?
Could you Google Cadbury Pud for me?
Cadbury Pud.
P-U-D, Pud.
Okay.
The Cadbury Pud.
Right. Yeah.
To my mind, it's I've never had a Cadbury Pud. I've never indulged in a pud. It's a Christmas-based Cadbury chocolate confectionery, correct? Mm,
yes.
And I would imagine it's quite like, you know, the eggs that Cadbury bring out in a little egg carton at Easter time. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the cream eggs now.
No.
The other eggs. The one, they've kind of got a gorgeous little mousse inside, and they've got a little a plastic spoon with them. Jesus, they're lovely, though. They are lovely. Are there any Cadbury, are they out yet?
Why am I Googling Cadbury Puds?
What are they like? Do they have a mousse or something in them? What are they like? What is a Cadbury Pud?
They're 35 grams each, right? They contain delicious dairy milk chocolate with a truffle centre, hazelnut pieces...
Oh, jeekers.
...and crunchy puffed rice pieces.
You know, that doesn't sound bad.
They're mostly a Christmas delicacy.
It is a Christmas thing.
Yeah.
McWilliam Bags on Instagram have sent me a series of photographs from the centre in Crosshaven in Cork. Now, this is the same centre that did the sushi. Do you remember we rang them?
They went viral, yeah.
And we rang them and it went down like a lead balloon with the man that we got on the phone. But the photographs I'm after getting is a wall of puds. Now, it's late February, but they've got loads of puds in Cadbury Puds. I'm guessing from Christmas in the centre in Crosshaven. If you're a pud fan, definitely worth checking out.
A wall of puds. Is that up to code?
The McWilliam Bags people have done the maths. They reckon, they said, by my count, there's approximately 400 boxes with 48 puds in a box. That's 19,000 puds. They note, the population of Crosshaven is only 2,500.
This is
3.5 puds each for each person in Crosshaven. So if you like your puds, I'd suggest a rush to Centra in Crosshaven. They've got a sign up on the puds. It says Cadbury Puds. A Cadbury's Puds box, 48 brackets, 48 puds. Only $7.99 for 48 puds.
That's pretty good.
And it says worth €48 or 4 puds for €1. So if you've never had a pud before or if you love puds, once again, I urge you, get your arse into Centra in Crosshaven ASAP. That. All right, DJ JL's on the way in, apparently. We'll do that next on Today FM. After Jax Jones.
Sure.
Jax Jones, Ella Henderson. This is real. You're on Today FM. Play the music you love. All right, good afternoon. Look out.
DJ JO. This is DJ JO.
Yeah, standy. How is all doing? Oh, it's great to be back. Having the crack from Ballybrack to Ballinalack, all over the country. There, we're national. I'm gonna play us a whopper dance tune in a bit. Oh, it's so classic.
D.
It's practically Jurassic. 0874 100 102. That's the number there.
Jay.
Got to give us an update on the time in just a second there.
D.
3:21. Time update there.
Jay.
Nice one. 3:21.
D. Right. Jay. D. Jay. D. Jay. Jay.
Okay, okay. Kicking things off with Christy's blonde there. He says, "Sorry, right, Joe. Alright, Christy." He says, "Joe, earlier today I was staring at me naked body in the mirror there. And as I looked at me reflection, I thought to myself, I shouldn't be doing this in IKEA." Thanking you, Christy. A lot of people working on their bodies these days, Christy. Come here, why did the chicken go to the gym? To work on his pecs. Say happy birthday to Philo there. Happy birthday, Philo. It's 10 today, true story. He says, "J.O., I do love your stupid jokes. Especially the toilet ones. You know what, Phil? Pill jokes are my favourite. But they're a solid number two." Come here, we're nearly in March there already. Can you believe it? Gary says, "J.O., I asked my wife when her birthday is again. She says March 1st. So I walked around the kitchen and I asked her again." Ah, cheers, Gary. Bring in the quality today. Some breaking news on the traffic front there. Heard a prison van has crashed into a cement mixer. Cops are on the lookout for two hardened criminals. Speaking of vans, here's my favourite van. Airman Van Helden.
DJ J-J-O. DJ J-O.
Yes, he's done it again, ladies and gentlemen.
Armand Van Helden and my today FM. Play the music you love. What a tune. Your DJ J.O. track for this afternoon. Kicking off your weekend in style. Actually, more stylishness. More weekend stylishness. For you after 4 o'clock. Mix of Friday coming up a little bit later on. What have I'm trying to remember what I put in. Got Watergate in there.
Oh, yeah.
Watergate. Got some Dua Lipa. Annie Lennox. And Garbage. Now, a lot of people would say my mix every Friday is garbage. Hate it. Stay with us between 4 and half 4. Mix It Friday on Today FM. Ray, you're killing me during Lent and all the Puds talk. Talking Puds from Tracy. Yeah, this is the Centra in Crosshaven with an amazing deal on Puds. This is not an ad, by the way. It's just if you've got a Pud fan in your life. I've never had a Pud in my life.
I have had a Pud.
Oh, have you?
Tasty, yeah.
They do sound, from the description on the website, sound lovely. Tracy says she's off the chocolate for Lent. And Ray, Cadbury's Pods are unreal. From Rita. Well, Rita, once again, what was it? They've got, was it 19,000 of them?
Plenty.
There's Pods a-go-go in Crosshaven and Cork. And on the babies' names things, just the 5 Rays. That's a pity, really. Of 9,000 babies born last year, only 5 of them have been named Ray. That's a pity, really. One might say it's a shame about Ray from Paul and Cork. It's a shame about... Is there a song called "This Is a Shame About
that
Ray"?
That sounds... It's ringing a bell. Is it...
I was worried about Ray. I think
it was right.
It was the Hoosiers. Hang on.
Okay.
Worries.
The Hoosiers. Are you sure? I would have said the Wombats or the Kooks or something.
The Hoosiers. 1 second, please. You don't mind waiting.
It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember these lads?
Yeah.
My God. Wombats were around the same time, weren't they?
The truth be told, I'm worried about the future holds.
We used to play this and sing it about Ray Darcy.
I'm starting to worry about Ray.
And honestly, we still do, actually.
Yeah. Ray Foley.
Thoughts and prayers. Right, stay here. The cash machine call's coming up. We could be calling you. And we'll play Taylor Swift next, right here. Take that and could it be magic. You're on Today FM. Play the music you love. A very good afternoon.
Happy Friday. Bon weekend. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
Oh, yeah.
That pair of eejits. Gum beans. On the FMs. Actually, it's true because we're talking about the name Ray not being used or being only used 5 times. Of 9,000 babies, the name Ray only came up 5 times last year. And to those 5, I say, thank you so much.
someone texted. Well, who was it texted and said, it's a shame about Ray.
Oh, yeah.
Someone texted. Who texted that in?
Who the hell was that? I've got rid of it now.
So, yeah, someone texted in and said, it's a shame about Ray. And then we went off on a whole thing about the Hoosiers. But, of course, David in Galway texted, it's a shame about Ray's by the Lemonheads. Foley, what kind of DJ are you? Of course, I was thinking, like, isn't there... So, hang on. There's worried about Ray... And there's it's a shame about Ray. Mm. Are there no positive songs?
Like, let's hear it for Ray.
Yeah, isn't Ray lovely? Yes, of course, the Lemonheads. It's a shame about Ray. Skim on there. It's a shame about Ray. I'd always prefer Mrs. Robinson over as a shame about Ray, though, in fairness.
Oh, lads.
Is it you?
Yeah.
Skim! On! And it's you, Mrs. Robinson.
Jesus loves you more than you will know. What's the year on that?
Look up the year on that. God bless. Actually, don't. It's only going to depress me.
Come on!
It's only going to upset.
Oh, my God!
Don't look up the ear on the songs, it'll only upset him.
All right, let's do this. Today FM. Cash
machine. Over 51k on the line for you this afternoon. This is going to make someone's weekend. I can't tell you the exact amount, you know the drill. Did you look it up?
I did, Jim. Yeah. It's not good news.
It's even earlier than that. It's earlier than 96.
It is, yeah.
Is it earlier than 95?
It is, yeah. Oh, I know. 1992, right?
92?
Yeah. Oh, good.
So, I'm not good at maths, but I put that down for 31 years.
You're good at maths, right?
Oh, my.
Now it feels like Friday.
All right, come on. Get the will to live back. Barry's doing the cash.
All right, go on. Give him more welly than that.
Barry's got the...
We're going to need more energy, right?
As with the five rings. Give Barry. Over to you, love.
Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome.
One ring. Two rings.
Hello. Hello. Good afternoon.
Very happy to hear you. Yeah.
Barry Dunn phoning.
I can't believe it. Are you kidding me?
We are not kidding. We are not messing around. We're absolutely serious. And who are we talking to?
Not Andrew Kerwin in Limerick.
Andrew, you sound like a busy man. What are you up to?
I'm a courier driver, faster couriers. I'm on the Bally Simon Road here near the depot.
There's people going to be honking their horns at you now in a second when they pass you by, Andrew.
Oh, I'm good. I'm pulling in.
You know why we're calling, don't you?
I do.
If you're on the road a fair bit, I take it you make a fairly regular note of these cash totals.
I do, and I write it down every morning when I hear it.
So if you've been writing these down on a fairly regular basis, my only concern here is, Andrew, that today's winning total sounds a bit like one of our other winning totals from earlier on in the week. So I want to make absolutely sure it's the right one you have for me.
I have 51,334 euros and 81 cents.
I didn't need to doubt you, Andrew, did I? Congratulations, well done.
Ah, thanks, man, I can't believe it. Imagine. Talking about life-changing, it's amazing.
Yeah. Career, we're absolutely thrilled for you, especially because you're working at the moment as well. Andrew, have you ever won anything before in your life?
Years ago I won it, but not like this. Ah, it's unbelievable.
You never thought this would happen, but you must have had a reason.
I can't believe it, I was just miles away, I was thinking of something else, and then I get a phone call, it's just, oh, it's beautiful, it's amazing.
Did you have a reason for entering the cash machine? Is there anything in mind? Because it's an awful lot of money, Andrew.
It is. I just said I'm trying, like every other person. We have a few things to do to the house now, and then holidays planned, and geez, I can't believe we can actually do them now. Like.
Who are you celebrating with this evening, Andrew?
I'll be with my wife this evening, and she's been shocked as well. I can't believe it.
€51,334.81. What road did you say you're on there again, Andrew?
Simon Road in Limerick. I'm heading towards the depot, faster couriers depot.
Pulled over right now, so if you spot Andrew on the road at any stage over the next few minutes, be sure to give him a wave, and he might look after you this weekend.
Good luck.
You will, yeah. The winning continues on Today FM's Cash Machine. Listen to the last word at 5 p.m. to hear that new cash amount, and we could be calling you. Today FM's
Cash Machine. It is mind blowing when you actually just stop for a second and think about it. He's just going about. You're going about your business. You're just going through the motions, doing your day, doing your job, doing your bits and bobs, listening to the radio, whatever, and the phone rings and you don't even think it's going to be Barry. And you just tell, you have it, and you tell him, and you tell, like, it's not like 100 quid or anything. It's not even €1,000, which would be amazing. But it's €51,334.81 of a Friday afternoon.
I wouldn't be fit to drive. I'd be in the hard shoulder until
I'd be
Saturday.
Crying. I'd be gone. I'd be crying. Well done, sir. Another winner on the cash machine. Turn on Matt Cooper and the last word after 4:30. Matt will have a brand new total for you. Coming up later on. Lizzo, this is Today FM. Woke up this
morning to somebody. Rise of 8 to 11 degrees. Today FM News, more in the last word at half four.
Men love in the world. Ray Foley. And we're off and running. 0874 100102. Voice notes for your shout outs this weekend. What's going on? Let's start with Garbage on Today FM. She gave you everything she had. Heart of Asia. 0874 100102 for your voice notes this afternoon. Mark's over there. Mark!
Happy Friday!
Happy Friday, Marky!
Yo! Does anybody get a smell of fish?
Fish?
Cause that's a
Fair play, sir. Have a lovely weekend. Dahi's over there, Dahi.
Some tunes there, Ray.
Cheers,
give Ireland a shout out for tomorrow playing Italy. Come on, Ireland.
Come on, Ireland.
Owen Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey! Sure, Dahi. Come on, Ireland. Is that rugby? Yeah, rugby?
The rugby over in Italy, yeah.
Hon Ireland. Amy's over there. Hey, Amy.
Today is Friday. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow is Saturday.
Yep.
Then it's Sunday.
So that's all, no, I can't disagree with
factually
any of that.
Correct,
that's
yeah.
Actually all absolutely true. You nailed it. You're definitely correct on all of that. Paddy's there as well. Paddy?
Foley, you absolutely love a bit of walking on broken glass.
I do.
Yes, lad.
Yeah, Paddy, you know me too well. If I can get away with it, I play Annie Lennox every Friday, makes it Friday, because I bloody love it. Any more shout? There's loads of texting as well. 0874 100102. Ray, I haven't heard Garbage on your show in at least 10 minutes. From Aaron, love the show. Hey, Jeanette marinating beef this afternoon. Hey, Jeanette, thanks for turning us on. Chris in Monaghan says hello. Holly says that she loves the mix along with her other half, John. And Aideen says she's looking forward to the weekend. Loads and loads of texts. I'm not going to get them all on. Sorry. So much we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah. So much we didn't get to do. We didn't get to do walking in balting glass.
Yep.
Or walking on broken glass singer Annie Lennox takes us on a walking tour of balting glass in County Wicklow Inn. Walking on balting glass. Walking on balting glass. And we didn't get to do Today FM's Pig Busk, where we pitch a new spin on the Big Busk. This one will feature Ireland's most musical pigs in Today FM's Pig Busk. Maybe... I'll try and we'll give it a go. We'll just float the idea. Great news. What? Matt's next.
Yes!